Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. Hi, Dr. Cheryl. How you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Bree. How are you?
Oh, I am fine. You know, we had talked about doing this show and the responsibility of being a powerful conduit. And that is something that means so much to me.
I know it does. And I feel that and I share that with you because I feel like it is a responsibility that we all have.
Right. So as we look forward and our paths go forward in new directions, whether I want to put it this way, whether you're a housewife, whether you work at McDonald's, whether, you know, whoever you are, you're all on a spiritual path. And the empowerment that goes with it is so important. And people don't think about that. So as a healer, I'm a healer medium, which is a little bit different than what a lot of people know about. So let me explain this. Is as a healer medium, my consciousness leaves and I bring other beings in to do the healing because we're just a conduit, right? Mm-hmm. And they come in and they do the work and they guide my hands where it needs to go. So how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I listen to that and I go, wow, that's a huge responsibility because it's not only, you've got to be as clear of a conduit as possible to bring in what you need to bring forth and share, obviously, with that person, however that's going to be, whether it's through your hands or through a message or a teaching. And you have to really do your due diligence for yourself to be that clear channel.
Right.
And at the same time, I look at, okay, here's Bree bringing all this in, and here's other people, but we're still channels. We're still conduits.
Correct.
And no matter how much we're bringing through, we still have a responsibility to be as clear and be in as much integrity as possible.
Right. It's really important that we have that integrity behind us. So if you are not meditating, meditate. That's so important. That helps you become a clear channel.
Well, I know.
Also, go ahead, Cheryl.
Well, I was just going to say, I know for me, when I take the time in the morning, I need to do it in the morning before I start my day, before things get busy. I need, even if it's just 5 minutes, you know, I just need that quiet time, stillness. Usually it goes longer and I have to set a timer because I got to start getting ready. But I just have a better day when I feel like I have taken that time to meditate and reconnect and get whatever I need to.
Right.
I don't know how much you are meditating, but I'm sure it's imperative to be a medium healer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I was told that, I was in shock. Because I thought, oh, I'm just bringing the energy through. But I had to get to that point to bring in Mother Mary and Master Jesus at the same time.
So,
you know, so I could do this. So first, running Mother Mary's energy through, I had to be a pure conduit, right?
Right.
And that's including the way I'm eating, what I'm doing. And if I eat the certain wrong things, oh, do I get sick? You know, that's how serious it is, this is. So then when Master Jesus runs his energy through, that's another energy I have to deal with. So what they've kind of intertwined it, like braided it together, I want to say. And then it comes out through my hands, you know, through the body. I'm not going to explain it all, but it just like comes through, and it's warm, it's loving, and it's an energy that needs to be here at this time. But I'm 58. I'll be 59 here real soon. And I've studied since I've been 9 because of my mom and my grandmother, right? And then when I left home and went to college, all that stuff, I still kept going on, you know, and studying whatever I could. And then I started with just a small group of women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we started this little group. We just call us, you know, a women's group, right? We didn't have a name then.
Right.
And then we started the goddess groups and realized, wait a minute, there's more to us than just being women. We're goddesses. And then all of us started studying where we came from and started understanding and going into deep, deep meditation where our heritage comes from. You know, some were star seeds. I was a star seed system. You know, so different things, Eve, Lemuria, Atlantis, you know, wherever we were from, and really embraced those abilities and gifts during that time. And what's happening right now is a lot of us ancient ones, I want to say it that way, because we're in the ancient world right now, is maybe a new paradigm to other people, but it's home to me, the feeling of it, right?
Right.
And the power that has been put back into me, I didn't waver from who I was in any way, no matter what journey I had to take here and there and stuff. And there's some things I'm not proud about that I did when I was younger. I think we've all done things we're not proud about and not ashamed of it because it got us to where we're at now.
Right. There's lessons that we've learned and have grown from that, I'd say acquired knowledge.
Acquired knowledge. I like that one. Thank you.
I'm just amazed though, as you're talking, it's like, are you getting more and more coming in then, yeah, as far as the ancient of knowledge and who you were, who you've been?
I want to answer that a little bit different. First of all, I'm going to answer the second part first.
Okay.
Okay. So the second part is, it's not who I was, it's who I am.
Okay.
So because my true I Am presence, the higher self of me, the ascended master, walked in May of last year. That I remember. So that, I don't remember the date. That's what I say. But I look back on some records and I went, oh yeah, it was May when the stroke happened.
Okay.
To keep me here. And I wasn't mad. I was just like, okay, I'm done. Let's go home. You know, I'm ready to go home, right? Okay. So here's the other thing though. To your next question was, am I remembering the ancient knowledge? It's becoming stronger in me. It's the stuff I've always known. So like I had told you, I'm going to take a special class, right?
Yeah.
It's newer of what I do. But just to help maybe trigger some things or make it easier on me, because the ancient ways are not easy. They're simpler, but yet they're still not easy. So I'm taking this class, and I'm hoping it's going to be in October, to help embrace the two together. So I won't talk. So, okay, like, see, here's an example. People say third eye. I say mind's eye.
Yeah, right.
So that third eye thing, I cannot, it just does not resonate with me. And you tell me my third eye, I'm fine.
Your mind's eye.
Right. I mean, mind's eye, yes. And so when you're doing that and you're bringing all this information forward, is like the ancient wants to take over. Even right now when I'm talking, I'm having a hard time concentrating because Leah Hona actually is like talking right now inside of me. And she goes, we're not ancient. We're the wise ones, and get over it, and let's start talking and get this done. You know, and I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, but Leahona does not pull no punches. She doesn't come across as, dear ones, we are here today. She's like, this is what you need to do. Quit playing around and let's get it done.
And then
she's
get back.
She's not the fuzzy, warm teacher.
Right.
You know, she's the mother goddess of Lemuria, and she's very firm, but loving at the same time.
So how do you handle, like, do you just start getting waves of information at different times? Like,
yes.
To where, you know, it's not like you're in necessarily a class, but all of a sudden you're getting this download of information. What do you do? How do you, is it just, do you know it's retained somewhere in your consciousness?
It's always retained in the cellular memory. Always. In the omni brain also. So it's just outside of our head, right? And you connect into it. And so, you know, we use, what, 10%. We have that other 90% we can use, right? Which we sometimes lazily do not even try to tap into. And once you tap into that and into the omni brain, which becomes, brings it back down into you.
So you don't have to, like, in that moment be dictating or, you know, trying to get that information down. You know it's still there. Whatever
correct.
Time.
So when I type up my courses, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all in my head. You know, I may refer back to Kahu Fred Sterling, the medium for Master Guy Curiel. And because I did a lot of studying under his stuff, right? And read all the books mm-hmm. and everything, right? So if I'm going to, or Karina Nielsen, that's amazing Lemurian shamanic healer. And, you know, I will go ahead and say, you know, this is who I got this information from and who taught me this, you know, or whatever. But you have to refer back to that. And right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back more with Silver Guy Radio and myself and Dr. Cheryl. Thank you.
To keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. So I was having some technical difficulties over here. I have a little puppy, and the puppy was going, and TV was going, and my son didn't turn it off, and my speakers weren't working right, but we're back in shape. So anyway, so here we go, now that my mind can concentrate. So I want to talk to you about Leahona, the mother goddess of Lemuria. One of the messages that she wants me to tell you guys right now, and I have my hands together, and our listeners can't see this, Cheryl, but they're in a, you know, in an honor right now. So like when you put her hands up for namaste,
yes, okay,
she has them up right now, and she wants everyone to know to bless themselves right now and bring in that energy of love. So I'm going to ask you to breathe in very gently, and our listeners, put your, so you're putting your hands in front of your heart chakra. And just breathe in and feel that your own personal love that you have for yourself. Close your eyes and just hold on to that for a little bit. And feel that energy go right into your heart chakra. Not the person, the spiritual being you are. Okay, here we go. And I know our listeners can't see, but I'm watching Cheryl, and I can see a total change in her now. So that was great.
Really?
Yeah. So there's exercises that you can do that are very important. The other thing is having self-worth and knowing that you are worth all of this. Today's just not my day. We're having too much fun. So I'm going back to what she says. Self-worth, love. Know that you're worthy to be who you are and why you're here. We all made choices to be here, and we don't remember the choices we made. But I know that I made the choice to be a healer medium. And it's a great responsibility. And you made a choice to be the healer and the chiropractor you are. You know, the energy worker and the chiropractor. And you're a healer chiropractor, which you very rarely a combination of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so love yourself for who you are and what you are.
And that's because, such a great message for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
All of us.
And so as we're going on and going on through the day, and you think about things, does my house have to look perfect or do I have to look perfect? No, but I'm going to get back to the importance of being, having this great power we all have. We all have the power to heal. We all have the power to see. We all have the power to hear. We all have those five senses, right? I could go through every single one of them right now, but that does not matter. But you can be the greatest mother ever. But if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be that great mother. You have to take time.
Right.
You know, and you're seeing my hands right now, Cheryl. I'm just tapping. It's not like EFT tapping. I'm putting my hands together. One's flat, and then I have my hand kind of sideways, and I'm hitting it because that's how serious this is. And the energies that I carry inside of me, they're saying, get the point across. Get the point across to everybody. Take care of yourselves no matter what you do. If you need to take a vacation, if you need to do go work out in your yard, if you need to find a place of quiet for meditation, take that time. Because you cannot be a responsible conduit if you don't take the time to take care of yourselves.
And I like the phrase sacred self-care. It's like you really need to honor that, hold that dear to take care of you, mm-hmm. all of you. And no matter what your role is in the world, we all need that sacred self-care and to love ourselves, as you said. That was a great breathing exercise.
You like that one?
Yes, I'm going to do it. That's going to be part of my meditation.
But, you know, that's really great that you like that, because breathing in your own energy and the sacred self you are, your divine being, you know, and everybody's saying this word divine being everywhere. Mm-hmm. But know that you are sacred to the God creator force, along with the Mother of the Earth. You're a sacred being. And know that you're powerful and that you have these abilities. Do not abuse them. Please do not abuse them.
That's so important. That is just, and that's part of the responsibility. Just getting back to holding that. I think there's that place where you have to answer to yourself, but you're also answering to your higher self, and you're answering to the creator in that responsibility.
Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of things on my mind lately, right? And I've had to make some really hard choices and decisions in the last couple of weeks. And I'm going to know the decisions really soon, what I decide to do. And I have to honor myself, the God creator force, you know, Master Jesus, Mother Mary, you know, the responsibility that I have to them. And am I going to continue on this line of work of, you know, going to this healing place or that healing place? I have to decide what's right for me. And you have to do the same for you. And our listeners need to do the same.
And it's not a quick, easy decision that can be made. I don't feel like it can.
It's not.
I mean, I feel like it takes deep soul searching. And mm-hmm. you being in that meditation, quiet place to hear, you know, sometimes I think that place is where the whisper comes. It doesn't always come, bam, you know, the answer. No, it comes softly.
No, as everybody knows, I meditate in my bathtub. And after this show, I'll be doing the same thing. And the other day, I get a lot of messages when I'm in water. It's pathetic. Yeah, for me. And being in Aries, and I have hardly any water in me whatsoever on the Aries side, right? There's hardly any water. So being in a tub for me actually is calming, right? And I was in there the other day. I was talking to somebody. I said, next thing I know, my Elven Magi showed up, Lehi, and he's like going, okay, take my hand. You're going to be okay. Whatever you decide, you're going to be fine. You know, the responsibility of who you are, what you are. You know who you've been. You've been to the Akashic Records. Now you're back. You know how long you're going to be here. And where do you want to put the rest, you know, all the rest of what you're going to do into it?
Well, and I feel like that is so, I think all of us have that point in time where it's like we're looking at the next half of our life. I mean, you've been doing this work for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. And basically.
You basically could have another 50 years ahead of you.
Actually, you're really close to, I'm not going to give nobody the timeline, but you're very close to the timeline. When I heard it, kind of blew my mind when I was taken to the Akashic Records. But if I keep seeing a certain number, and I was very close to the number of how long I'll be here.
Yeah. So deciding, okay, now what's the next half of my life?
Uh-huh.
How do I want to concentrate my energies? Knowing what my soul path is, what I'm mm-hmm. here to do, and mm-hmm. really make the most of it.
Right.
You know, for everyone, and really fulfill what you've come here for on a
mm-hmm.
So I think it creates a greater, not just a responsibility, but bringing more quality and more richness to what you're here to do and share. And all of us have that to really think about.
Right. So whether I decide today I'm going to do 5 healings tomorrow, which I'm not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to do more than 2 or 3 a day because of the energy I bring through, and that's fine. I made that. It was very understood to me by Master Guy Curiel, and I will not go above a 7th dimensional being and say, I'm just going to do what I want. And it doesn't work that way. Being in the God's light, you're going to listen to your guides.
Absolutely. And that's part of your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
To listen and uphold what they ask you to do.
Right. So here's the thing.
What you're guided to do.
Right. And so you can go in the guidance realm and start taking yourself to the guidance realm and let them know, you know, you're listening. And the one thing is, I want to say this again, I'm going to say this real quick, is when you sit there and you call upon your guides and you're saying, okay, give me a message. Well, what kind of message do you want me to give you? Tell them what you need. Otherwise, they're just standing there and they're going, okay, well, we're here. Now what are we supposed to do? So make sure that you ask them exactly. So if you're calling an Archangel Michael and you're wanting to cut the etheric cords and everything, right? Make sure that he knows what you want him to do. If you're calling in Raphael to heal and seal the wounds of the etheric cords on each side, you know. The other thing is we only have a couple minutes left, so I'm actually going to go into the bubble, by the way. So if you take that, we're going to build a big bubble in front of us. So you can take your hands and put it in front of your heart chakra. And visualize like a clear tube coming from the heart chakra of all the pain that you've taken in. And you put that in that bubble. And you send it off to the angels, up to the universe. And they transmute that whole thing in love. Why do you think that meditation I ended up with that, doing that? It came to me one day.
Because we need to keep our hearts open.
Right. Clear. Right. And the other thing is the stuff that we're sending off, they're transmuted in love with us. And it's not going down to Gaia because every 150 years she has to purge everything, right? And she purges sometimes even sooner. So when you're giving this information to, you're releasing all the stuff that you've taken in, information on information or whatever, right? And you're handing that to the angels and your guides and ascended masters and stuff. They know where to take it, so it won't hurt anybody. It's not going to hurt the universe. It's not going to hurt the planet.
We just need to do it and bless it.
Yes, I always ask to transmute it in love wherever you're taking it.
Right.
So that's one thing. Another thing I'm going to say real quick, as a medium and a healer, if you're a medium, make sure that you're bringing the information. I'm going to say it this way. If you're a channel, make sure you're channeling the information correctly to people because it can be misunderstood. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. And back with Silver Guy and Dr. Cheryl and myself. Thank you.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're going to talk about the difference between being a medium and a channeler. A channeler is someone that interprets what they hear. A medium is someone that actually part of their consciousness, leaves and allows the other one to come through, the other being to come through. That's the type of medium I am. I'm also a healer medium. That the consciousness leaves, the other being comes in, and I just, my hands go in different ways, and I'm sitting here moving my hands over my keyboard like I'm working on somebody, I don't know. So somebody must need some healing out there because it's like my hands just want to keep going. And, you know, so as they go over the keyboard, like they're doing right now, but I feel like I have somebody here, and that just happens, and that's part of being a medium. Also, people have asked me, like Cheryl's asked me about how do I get the messages? I have to move my mind out of the way and allow them to bring the messages through. If my mind is in the way, it cannot come through clearly enough.
So I have a question for you. So like mm-hmm. the first time, I mean, did you just were you automatically able to do that, or were you guided to learn that?
As a young girl, being a pet communicator, animal communicator and stuff, that's where it started. Mm-hmm. When my mama had the fat Siamese I had told you about. No, my name is Brunella, and I'm not going to have babies, and I don't want that shot. You know, right. She was scared. I kept that cat. So that's where it started. And then as I got older in my teens and then my 20s, and by the time I hit 50 is when it really came full bore. So at 50 on women, we really come into a lot of our mastery. So everybody's talking about this year is a year of mastery, but it's actually in a year of balance and this and that, right? And I'm going, okay, well, all of us were masters when we were born. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean yours. You know, we all are masters of our own destinies and what we do. We create our own life we want to live and what we want to teach and how we want to do things, right?
Right.
Okay. Is that not a master?
It's absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what I want people to understand. And, you know, I'm not the typical teacher, and you know that. And I don't want to be the typical teacher because I like who I am. So I want to talk about something, standing in the God's light. And this is going to be a little emotional. It's a little touchy for me, but I think it's very important that we get this out. Raised in the God's light and standing in the God's light as long as I have been has not been easy. As a child, you know, my brother was told to keep his mouth shut and he talked anyway, right? So I was called a witch. I was called, you know, whatever growing up, right? Okay. Yeah. That's fine. I could handle it because it was like, this is just who I am. But yet I had friends at school. And so he didn't stop me from not having friends and being fun enough. He's the one that mainly did it. So that was great on that part, right?
Right.
So I'm in college and stuff, and people knew what I believed in, and that was fine too, right? But I noticed when I got in my 30s, people started questioning it. What is this? What is this? And so I'd explain and about fairies and about, you know, the elementals and about the goddesses and different things and who they are and, you know, why we're called goddesses, which is the guardians of the developing societies, which I found out later by Kahu Fred Sterling, that my master guide, Curiel, actually, right?
Right.
And I was like, going, okay. So now I understand why my mom was calling we were goddesses, because she didn't explain all of this to me. I had to learn a lot to get to this point, right? So then I would go check on it and find out this is right, that's right or wrong. Okay, so then I get this information and I start teaching people. And they were getting it, right? So I said, and I kept saying, oh, I'm half angel, half earth, because I didn't understand. Okay, so Mother Goddess Gaia is a goddess, which is the mother of the earth, right? And right. Then you have Goddess Pele, Goddess Mariah, you know, Gaia, right? So Goddess Kuan Yin, Isis, you know, all of them, right? So they're all goddesses. So anyway, so I'm thinking, I'm going, okay, so what's the problem? Why can't people accept the goddess light? Why is it, because I get information way ahead of time, why can they not accept it? So when I was teaching about the fourth and the fifth dimension coming, you know, people were, and I'm going, okay, well, you thought I was way out there, but now you're asking for the help. Do you know how hard that was for me to stay in my God's light?
Oh, I mean, that takes courage, you know, to stay in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and be true to yourself and to stand, you know, not in defense, but just really stand in your truth and hold that.
So summer equinox or solstice. Sorry about that, guys. I got my other beings want to talk and I'm not letting everybody talk because I don't have anybody sitting next to me to help bring me back. Anyway, so here's the thing. Is I did that, and we did this June 20, you know, first, right, on the date it was supposed to be done, and Triple Goddess Bridges decided to come out and start talking, and I left, my mind left, I was talking in front of people, and she came in and started talking, and she said, why are you, I'll never forget this, because somebody had told me this, right, because I didn't remember this, and she goes, why are you hiding that you're goddesses? Why are you ashamed to say, this is who I am? Why can you not believe in you? This is a big ceremony. We had the gongs. We had everything there, right? And then I remember coming back, and I had tears coming down my face. And I'm looking out the people that we had, a room full of people. It was like 50-some people in this small little room, right?
Right.
And I looked, and they were crying too. And they were saying, but do you know what you just said? No. So why am I crying? You know, I'm wiping tears away, right? Makeup everywhere. And what they told me I said, and I said, oh, yeah, standing in your goddess light of who you are. I have no problem, you know, saying I'm a goddess. And I'm going to stand in that light no matter what you say or do or try to convert me into this or that different, just not religious, but, you know, my husband might say, you know, we're having steak. And I'm saying, Nope, I'm having vegetables, you know, that kind of converting of stuff like that. Not religions or nothing, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. Or I think you need to go do this or that. I'm going to stand in my light no matter how hard it is for me.
And that's another, I think, reflection of that self-love, that self-worth, and really being true to who you are in everything, who you are as a divine being and who you are in this body.
Right. So I have decisions I have to make. And they're very hard decisions. But yet at the same time, they're not. Do you know why?
Because you'll stand in your light.
That's right. But I also have the God creator, the God force behind me.
Mm-hmm.
The Christ consciousness, the mother of the earth, all the Lemurian gods, because that's my heritage is Lemurian, right?
Right.
And being of Lemurian heritage, it's like I have everyone behind me. So how can it be so hard for me to stand in my light? Hey, I'm an Onyx goddess. And that's some of the Onyx Week is the magi that weaves all seven colors. I'm like going, oh, too cool. And that's what, you know, I found that out a long time ago. I said, well, no wonder I like black, because that's what it is. It's the onyx. Yeah, all the colors turn from the rainbow, turns into the onyx color is what they call it. And it's like, oh, I've been comfortable in black since I was a kid, and now I understand. But it had to be a certain black. It was what just wasn't any black.
Right.
So what do you think of that?
Well, I think that's also saying how much you have faith and trust in not only who you are, but God the Creator and all the divine energies that you are always divinely guided.
We have only 1 minute left, so I'm going to tell you this right now. This guidance that I have is available to everyone.
Yes.
So whether you're Atlantean, whether you're Lemurian, whether you want to listen to the guidance realm, you want to listen to your guides. But, you know, the one thing is go to the guidance realm and work with them. They help. They help you make the hard decisions easier. And I will, you know, and it's not that hard. It's really not. I mean, I'm one happy, happy lady right now. And everybody's going, oh, you're going to be 59. I made 59 trips around the sun.
That's right.
That's anti-aging. So how can I be all upset about that? You know, and that's from Mikkelsen and Adamus, you know, from our, you know, Mount Shasta, right? On Adama, he's 59 trips around the sun. That's anti-aging.
Well, and it's not about, look how much wisdom that's come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, earlier I was hearing the wise voice of the goddess. You know, it was like, that is so valuable that we all can carry whatever wisdom we're receiving.
Right. And so you know what? We have to take a quick break. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Perfect.
All right.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Cheryl, you had a comment during the break.
Well, it was when you were Goddess Leihona was coming through with the message, and you'd use the words the ancient ways or ancient knowledge, and she wasn't really happy with that.
No, she wasn't.
So what I kept hearing was the wise voice of the goddess, and I don't know, that kind of flows off your tongue, doesn't it?
It does. It really
wise
does.
Voice of the goddess. So I just feel like that is who, part of what everything, I won't say part, it's a lot of what you're bringing through.
Correct.
And but it also is a way to, I think, ignite, and I don't know if that's the right word, but it kind of ignites all of us, the goddess within each one of us, to step forward into our light and reclaim our voice and our wisdom and really come from that space of truth and love.
Right. So the one thing I want to tell our listeners, everybody's going to be shocked here. I'm going to say it right now. As a goddess and a spiritual being in a physical body, experiencing this physical body, I love each and every one of you. That is of the goddess light. Every day, every minute, we are shifting our energies. Whether 1 minute ago is over, now the new minute starts. If we keep looking back as the lessons, it will keep repeating. If we look forward, it was an experience. So when you're looking back at the experience, it's different than looking back at the lesson. Get what I mean by that?
Absolutely. And I think it's just that place of, we've had that experience. It's time to keep moving forward. Experience more. Experience what's next, what's new. And, you know, one thing I keep trying to do, and I feel it's also because you're saying everything's going to be okay, you know how much, you know, guidance you have, is just holding that space for it all to be into the highest and best for everyone.
Right. So I may not like decisions that you're going to make, but it is not my place to judge your decision. People may not like the decisions I make. It's not their place to judge their my decisions. So as life goes on, we make decisions and we evolve and we go on, right?
Right.
I have to honor that. We all need to honor people's decisions. There is no why, how come, what are you doing, why'd you change your mind? It's because the guidance realm changes us. Once you connect with the guidance realm, and I will not change decisions that I've made for my life and who I decided that I would be honored to be a healer medium for.
Absolutely. And that is so standing in your light, mm-hmm. and your truth, which I feel is so important for all of us to learn. You know, that's just a great teaching expression or inspiration for all of us to just really honor ourselves and honor each other.
Right. And sometimes, you know, when we do these different switches we do, right? Because my mind goes like 90 miles an hour, and everybody knows that knows me, right? And I'm going, if they understood what I have to hear constantly, and how I have to progress things and get things done for people to get through this shift of consciousness that we're going through, that we're in right now, and the larger shift that we'll go through with the 3 days of darkness and all the things I need to do to get people ready. Well, you know, if they realize that about me and about others, those outside portal workers, they're going to be helping, pulling people out and healing them with a touch of a finger. No, all this energy is coming to the planet. It's here now. Just reach in and grab it and say, okay, I'm willing. I surrender. I'm going to be who I am. It's not that hard to do. And if people want to argue with you, step back from them. That's their third dimensional thinking. Fifth dimension and above in the Christ consciousness is like, honor them. Love them. Don't look back.
Accept them.
Yes.
For where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or where we each are.
Right. So you might not want to do any one of my classes, let's say, right? And you decide, this isn't the path I want to go on. I want to go on this path. I'm still going to love you, still be your friend. I'm not going to change that about anybody. And I expect the same thing for other people to be treated the same way, not just me.
Right. We can all love each other regardless of what our choices are,
mm-hmm.
whatever our life, wherever life, because I think it's important to honor what is in our soul and that guidance that we're receiving.
Mm-hmm. And that's very true. And so surprised me, I started getting some answers from my soul. And when I started getting answers from my soul about me, even, it was time to make final decisions on what I was going to do. And not for my burial. I'm still going to be here.
No, you've got another 50 years, right?
I haven't. Yeah. Well, we're pretty close to that. But,
That's a lot.
It is. So we only have 3 minutes left, Cheryl. I want to leave with the closing statement. So here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Give yourself. I'm actually going to take that off. Okay. When I started this journey, I was asked, I want you to build a healing center for people to come to that can talk and share and listen. And I thought, how am I going to do this without being able to do, you know, build a building? Well, the radio station became that healing center. And it fulfilled its purpose with wonderful guests that I've had on the show that have brought the information through. And today I want to thank every single person that has been involved in this show, because there's a new purpose coming up real soon. And today I take that purpose and that life path I will be taking. So I want to thank you. and I want to throw a couple names out there, Piper Lewis, Judy Kelly, you know, I mean, there's been in you and Tony Green. I can't go on and on and on enough, but the people that have been on the show. And so right now, I just want to say thank you. And I send you all Goddess blessings. You will always be in my heart wherever I'm at.
And we
never
thank
forget
you.
That. So thank you for listening to Silver Gaia Radio today. And I'll be thinking about you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bree.
You've been You're listening welcome. To Silver Gaia Radio, the Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs.
For more information about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit drbreegibbs.com.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.